Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. May yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa may yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allahu ta'ala fil Quranil Majid, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, tubu ilallahi jami'a, wa qala ta'ala inna allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin, wa qala ta'ala huwa alladhi yaqbalu at-tawbata an ibadi wa ya'fu anis sayyi'at. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. Respected brothers and sisters, there are blessed times that Allah has created during the year. There are blessed occasions that Allah has created during the year. We have the month of Ramadan. We have the seasons of Hajj, the blessed month of Muharram, the 10th of Muharram, the 15th of Shaban. We have the blessed days of Friday that are considered as Eid. There are periods during Friday, there is a certain time when any dua that is made, Allah Zawajal will accept. Any dua that is made. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, very, very blessed time. The day of Arafah. The last 10 days of Ramadan. Together, Ramadan is blessed, but the last 10 days holds even more virtues. And all of these blessed times, all of these blessed actions that Allah Azawajal has showed us how to perform. How to perform the Hajj, and He has blessed us with the occasion of Hajj. Fasting during Ramadan. And after all of these things, what is one of the most important stages we are hoping to achieve? After performing our Jummah Salah, taking the time off to come for Jummah, showering, wearing on our best clothing, perfuming ourselves, all of that, coming for Jummah, making all that effort. My dear brothers and sisters, fasting for the entire month of Ramadan, standing for Taraweeh at night, going to perform the Hajj, shedding all the clothing that we have and wearing on 2 pieces of unsewn cloth, going out to Arafah, Muzdalifah, Mina, sleeping in the open, cannot cover the head, coldness, all of this. Why are we going through all of these things? At the end of all of these actions that we are performing, at the end of all of these blessed occasions that Allah Zawajal has showered us with, my dear brothers and sisters, one of the most important thing that we would want to achieve is the forgiveness of Allah Zawajal. One of the most important thing that we can achieve at the end of these actions is forgiveness from Allah Azawajal. Forgiveness for our sins. From one Jummah to the next Jummah atones for all the sins in between. From one Ramadan to the next Ramadan, atonement for all the sins that was committed in between. One Hajj to the next Hajj. One Umrah to the next Umrah. Forgiveness for all the sins. Allah Zawajal wants to forgive. Allah Zawajal loves to forgive. But are we asking? Are we asking? Do we really feel that we have committed wrong? Many a times, human being, shaitan, deceives us and gives us the false notion that everything is going okay with us. We are not committing major sins. It is such and such people. Those who are going to jump up in carnival and all that kind of thing, they are the ones committing major sin. We are not involved in that. Right? The wars that are going on in the world, right? And Israel destroying Gaza and killing people, whether you are under UN or not under UN, you're still getting killed. It doesn't matter. They are the ones committing sin. We are not committing no sin. Right? Friday night, Saturday night, the weekend, you pass by all the rum shops, traffic jam. Always have vehicles and traffic jam. They are the people committing sins. We are not committing sins. And Shaitan gives us that false sense of security. He gives us that false sense of security. And as a result of that, we do not see the need to say, "Oh Allah, forgive us." Or we might say it in a dua. And the meaning and the real feeling from the heart is not even there. We just say it. Right? We just mention it by words. And there is no feeling coming from the heart. And Shaitan now creates this. And this is one of the biggest deception of Shaitan. That when human being were created, and we were created with our weakness and all of that, and we did something wrong, and then we went to Allah Azza wa Jalla, we say, "Oh Allah, forgive us for this that we have done wrong," and Allah forgives us. Shaitan says, "Well, this thing ain't working out good at all for me. It's not working out for me." Because every time man commits a sin, he goes to Allah and he asks, I say, "Oh Allah, forgive me," and Allah forgives him. So I make it no headway with my work. So Shaitan now decides that I would induce them to commit such acts that they feel it is good, and really and truly it is something that is wrong. And that is where bid'ah was created. Innovations in the deen. So when a man now is involved in bid'ah, right? Let us take one of the famous ones that we have nowadays. He gets himself involved in grave worshipping. Millions of people worship graves in India, Pakistan. He gets himself involved in standing for ta'zim as though the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present in front of him. Right? Acts which the ulama has written as bid'ah. And a person feels what? I am doing something good. Any act that a person does which is an innovation in the Sharia that has not been given the okay by the ulama is constituted as bid'ah, whatever bid'ah there might be. There are many forms of bid'ah. Right? So the Shaitan now induces man to start performing these actions, and a man feels that I am doing something good, so there is no need for me to do tawbah. Why am I doing tawbah for? I'm doing good actions. So he doesn't feel the need to do tawbah. But the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was an innocent being, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was an innocent being, and even if he might have committed an error, he might have done a wrong, even if he might have done a wrong, the key word here being if he might have done a wrong, Allah Azza wa Jal made an open declaration in the Quran for his forgiveness. لِيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ in Surah Al-Fatih. Allah Azza wa Jal declared that whatever sin you might have committed in past, present, future, forgiven. And yet still the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned in the hadith in Muslim, would do tawbah. He would seek Allah's forgiveness 100 times for the day, 70 times for the day. The number is irrelevant. Why? The muhaddithin has written that this 70 times and 100 times is only numbers that are used to show kathrat, that it was done a lot of times for the day. Right? So don't take 70 as a fixed number and 100 as a fixed number and feel that we take all the tasbih and we finish 100, so that is enough. Because that is what is mentioned. No. Our tongues should be moist with the zikr of Allah, seeking his forgiveness, praising him, sending darood on the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not a single moment should pass by that our tongues are not busy and moist with it. So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose sins were forgiven, all of it, he didn't commit any, but it should he have committed any, they would have been forgiven. Allah Azza wa Jal announced that declaration. And yet still the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would exert himself in ibadah. Yet still the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would continue seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. That, as the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, it was only like a cloud that would come. That suspicion of a sin, or that temptation. Now, no human being is free from that. Understand that. No human being is free from that. No wali, no saint, no prophet is free from that. That temptation to commit sin is going to be there. That whispering of the shaitan and the nafs and all of that is going to be there. All the time it is going to be there. The Quran mentions about Zulaika and about Yusuf alayhi salam. Walaqad hammat bihi wa hamma biha. Right? The feelings was mutual. It is not like Yusuf alayhi salam did not have feeling for Zulaika or Zulaika didn't have feelings for him. No, it was there. So being tempted is something that is going to happen to us all the time. We are going to be tempted with different things. Shaitan will try us with this. He will try to get us to smoke a little something. But he's not going to hit you straight to cocaine and all the different things, the heavy drugs that it have. No, he could start you off with a little cigarette. Right? And when you graduate from there, you could add in a little piece of weed in it. Right? And then you graduate from there, you'll go up to cocaine. Right? And from there you would move on. Right? So slowly like that he is going to tempt you. But then he realize that in your nature you are too tainted to cigarette. So he say, okay, all right, forget that. That is not good. All the World Health Organization will say that not a good. But you can take a little drink. Because wine, good to cut the cholesterol and all of that. A little bit, not much. So he start you off with a little thing, a little beer and a little wine and a little this. And then he take you to the harder stuff. Right? Or you realize you're not good there, or you're taking the bait. You're not taking the bait on that side with the cigarette. You're not taking the bait on this side with the little drinks. You understand? So you come down a different road. You say, well, a little playway or a little lotto. This is no horse racing gambling, no big money, you know. This is no 10,000, not 25,000, a little change. You do a little thing right there by the corner, you understand? $1, $2, or $5 playway or something, I pick 2 year play quickly. You understand? I know big loss. But then that is the beginning of it. And then he takes you down a road. Right? So the temptation of shaitan is going to be there with no matter which wali, which saint, whoever we have. No matter how pious we may become. No matter what level we may become in our spiritual life. That temptation remains there. That temptation remains there. But as we develop ourselves, we learn to deal with those temptations. We learn to deal with them. So sometimes we might pass by and we might not be tempted with something, and there are other people who pass by and feel, boy, that's a real. That is why the companions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going out for jihad, and it could have naked women standing, as the kuffar would put, in order to tempt them, and they're on their way to jihad and they didn't even bother with it. Why? Because they have reached a level of spiritual development that these things were not really, it didn't really affect them. So each one of us are going to be tempted, and shaitan is going to tempt us with different things. Our nafs, we are going to fall prey to our nafs, and we are going to fall prey to shaitan with different level of things. And we say to ourselves, oh, we are not doing nothing wrong, and this, those people outside here who are really committing wrong, I just look at my little television now and then, and you know, it's really the news I want to see. But whatever little advertisement and all of that come in between, and you know, the advertisement nowadays is really naked women. Everything that they are advertising is basically naked women, right? Especially nowadays, as carnival is around the corner and all that kind of thing, everything is about naked women. Right? And so we fool our shaitan, now deceives us in making us feel that really and truly is the news about what happening in Gaza I really want to look at, you know, and what happening in Israel. I really want to see that news. And in between that, he hit you about 10 advertisements. Right? About 10, 15 advertisements registering in the mind. Right? In between, while we so concerned about what is going on, he put in about 10 advertisements in between that. And in a subtle manner, he starts to corrupt us. He's not going to tell you to commit adultery one time, you know. No, shaitan is not like that. He's smarter than that. He's very intelligent. He's not going to say, okay, go and commit adultery. No. First, he'll let you get a little look, and then a little smile. And then by mistake, you happen to bounce up somewhere in the mall. You know, by accident. and they exchange phone number. No, I'm only talking on the phone. It's not like a together and we there one on one. You understand? We're only talking on the phone. It's just a little thing. You know? And it just so happened that we're going to the same extra classes or same school. And, you know, you meet up and just a smile and a talk and that kind of thing. When the school have a little excursion, so we're going out on the excursion. And slowly, slowly, slowly it builds until Shaitan creates the right atmosphere to tell you to commit adultery, and then you begin to commit adultery. Right? But it is created over a period of time. It is not something that happens in a one. So that temptation to commit sin is going to be there as long as we are alive. As long as we are alive, that temptation to commit sin is going to be there. No matter how big a saint, how big a wali, or whose company we might be keeping. Because keeping the company of the sadiqun and keeping the company of the pious is what helps us in this. But yet still, we have to be mindful of our own nafs. We have to be mindful. These are two things that were created. Understand something. If these temptations were not created, and if they were not there, then there would be no Jannah. There would be no paradise. Right? Allah Azza wa Jal could have sufficed with the creation of the angels. The angels were already there. The angels were present. That if Allah Azza wa Jal wanted the earth to be full with angels, He could have sent them down. But Allah Azza wa Jal created mankind. And Allah Azza wa Jal caused Adam alayhi salam to commit a sin. Allowed him to commit the sin. And he committed the sin. And then Allah Azza wa Jal taught him to pray, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allah Azza wa Jal taught him that dua. And then he prayed that, oh our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. And if you do not forgive us, then we are definitely from amongst the losers. Allah Azza wa Jal taught Adam alayhi salam that dua so that he could pray for forgiveness. If Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to forgive Adam alayhi salam, He could have forgiven him without saying any dua, without teaching him any dua. But Allah Azza wa Jal taught him that dua to let him know that your life on this earth is going to be full of committing errors and mistakes. You are going to commit sins day in, day out, during the daytime, during the nighttime. You are going to keep committing sins. We commit sins lying in our bed by ourselves. We commit sins in seclusion with nobody around us. We commit sins. We commit sins. We think about this one. And we think about the evil of that one. And that one is such and such a person. And in our little cliques and in our little groups, we bad talk people. We backbite. We slander. Right? We commit sins in all different fashions. We commit sins. So Allah Azza wa Jal taught Adam alayhi salam, our father, that this is what you recite. You recite this because you have done something wrong and Allah will forgive. Allah loves to forgive. Allah loves to forgive. So Allah Azza wa Jal could have forgiven him without the recitation of any dua or any kalimat. But he taught him it so that mankind will learn that we will commit sins. We are prone to error. We would err. Whether it is knowingly or unknowingly, we would continue to commit sins as long as we are alive. But Allah Azza wa Jal created this means. This means whereby we could get away. We turn to Him in tawbah. Allah Azza wa Jal loves when we do tawbah. Allah Azza wa Jal loves when we do tawbah. In the hadith it is mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal is listening to those who are reciting His praises. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah in one corner of the masjid, and those who are seeking forgiveness on the other side of the masjid. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, we are weak. Oh Allah, we have committed sin. And Allah Azza wa Jal loves more those who are seeking forgiveness than those who are doing His tasbih and His praises. Allah Azza wa Jal loves those people more who are seeking forgiveness for their sins. So we should turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, know and understand that we would always be committing sin. So don't ever feel that everything is going okay with me. I am okay. I am serving humanity. I am doing good. I am going to work. I want a halal earning. I am praying 5 times a day. Everything good with me. Right? I going out. I doing my little gush. I going out for talim and all that kind of thing. I have talim at home. Right? I involved in something. I go in Darul Uloom. You understand? Everything okay with me. Right? Don't ever be fooled by that deception of shaitan that everything is okay. No, my dear brothers, we need to keep seeking Allah's forgiveness. We need to keep asking Allah to forgive us. My dear brothers and sisters, it is very easy to understand that as Sheikh Saadi says, a very ferocious, dangerous wolf or a lion, you understand, that he becomes, should we say, more or less like a vegetarian when he becomes old. He lose all that sting. He want to bite again. What happens? The venom, that ego that is in there with him, the hormones when they are raging. When a person is young, right, we overlook all these things and we feel we could do anything. Right? When these hormones are raging in us and the adrenaline is there, we feel that we could do anything. But when we become older, we become more passive. Right? You might find older folks a little more with a tasbih and sitting in the masjid and asking for forgiveness and all of that. But the quality of the prophets and that which is really a good quality is to seek the forgiveness of Allah even when we are young. To stay away from sins and continue seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, even though we may be young, to continue doing that. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal created 2 poisons, shaitan and our nafs. And together with these 2 poisons, there's also 2 antidotes. Astaghfar, tawbah. The real word here is tawbah and seeking forgiveness. Astaghfar is only a means to reach tawbah. Seeking forgiveness, astaghfar, that you're begging Allah for forgiveness, is really what? Asking Allah to cover your sins, to hide your faults, right? To cover them, right? But tawbah really is what we are looking for, right? That we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal with sincere repentance, that, oh Allah, we have done wrong. We confess that we have done wrong. We have done wrong that we don't even know we have done wrong. Such wrong we have done. We don't even know we have done wrong and we feel we are doing good. Oh Allah, you forgive us. And it is for that reason that the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the salah is what? Here it is. He's praying salah and he teaches us that don't feel that this salah that you are praying, that it is free from sins and faults. No. When you finish prayer salah, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. 3 times. Oh Allah, forgive us. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come out of the washroom and he would seek Allah's forgiveness. Went to answer the call of nature and he comes out of the washroom and he says, Ghufranaka. Ghufranaka. I seek your forgiveness, Allah. Seek forgiveness from what? Because that time that I spent in the washroom, some of the ulama have written that you are not permitted to do the zikr of Allah using your tongue. Right? You cannot say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar when you're in the washroom. You cannot do the zikr of Allah. So because of that, the Rasul says, coming out of the washroom, the first thing he will say, Ghufranaka. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. Right? So we need to keep making tawbah all the time. All the time we need to, oh Allah, we have done such wrong. We have done such wrong in our ibadah and outside of our ibadah. During our youth, during our middle age, during our old age, oh Allah, we have committed sin. And as long as the ruh has not reached the truth, there is still hope. Allah Azza wa Jal created the 2 poisons, shaitan and nafs. Right? And also he created the antidote for it. So when we feel the effects of doing wrong, when we feel like we are being tempted to do wrong and that kind of thing, start using the antidote one time. Don't wait. You go for Hajj and your throat starts to tickle a little bit, get cough medicine and start drinking. Start taking your medication. Start taking your multi-symptoms one time. Don't wait until you're flat on bed and now you're looking to take something. No. Right? You feel something coming on, start your medication one time. Take your little Panadol and whatever have you. So too, you feel the effects of sin. You feel you are being tempted. You feel you're lapsing a little bit. Start your astaghfar tawbah. Start your astaghfar. Start your tawbah. Oh Allah, I have committed much wrong. Oh Allah, I promise I will not do it again. But that is a hard thing, isn't it? It is a difficult thing. One of the conditions for tawbah, one of the conditions is that we must promise that we're not going back into that sin. But how much of us feel secure that we are not going to go back? How much of us feel secure that we are not going to go back to commit that sin? Tomorrow we might commit the sin again. There's nothing wrong with that, my dear brothers. Today, I am promising today, inshallah, I will not commit the sin again. The hadith in Tirmizi says that person who does astaghfar, he is not considered as those people who are adamant and would continue with their sin. They are not considered. You might commit it tomorrow. You might commit it the following day. But do not lose hope. Make that promise today that I'm not going to commit that sin again. You might fall prey to your nafs. You might fall prey to shaitan in the next moment. But at this moment here present, I promise you, Allah, I'm not going to commit that sin again. I'll try my best. Oh Allah, I know I'm promising you. But I know that I am my nafs and my shaitan is there and I might be tempted. But now I'm trying. Help me on the way. Help me on the way. Right now, I'm making that oath that I'm not going to commit that sin again. I'm not going to commit that sin again. Tomorrow we might commit it. Right? But our tawbah and our astaghfar from now on to the past that was going on, well, I'm not going to commit that sin again. And that tawbah, that oath that we are taking, that sincere niyyah and intention that we are making, that azm that we are making, that we are not going to commit that sin again, we may commit it in the future. Who knows? Allah knows best. But at right now, oh Allah, I am not going to commit that sin again. I pray to Allah, forgive me. I feel remorseful of the wrong that I have done. I feel ashamed, O Allah Azza wa Jal. I feel ashamed of the wrong that I have done. Forgive me, O Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the tawbah that we are looking. This is the tawbah that we are looking to make. That comes from inside. That comes from inside. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us so many beautiful duas to recite. But my dear brothers, the only time these duas are really effective is when they come from our hearts, not just from our tongues. So it might be better if we don't know the meaning and we don't know the wording properly, that we say it in whatever language you know that is easy for you and you would understand. That, oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, have mercy. We have not fulfilled our rights to humanity, not towards our neighbor, not towards our children, not towards our parents. We haven't fulfilled our rights. Oh Allah, we fail in our responsibility towards you, oh Allah, that we do not even remember you, oh Allah. You created us and you created us only for your worship. And so much of our time is being spent in doing a whole lot of things, O Allah, that we don't even remember you during the day. We come to pray, O Allah, Zawajal, and for that 5 minutes that we stand in Salah to pray, at the end of it when we are about to say salams, then we remember we are in Salah. O Allah, forgive us for all of these wrongs. And we commit so much of errors. So do not ever be fooled and deceived by shaitan that things are good. I have a beard, I wear my lily mama, I do my miswak, I come in masjid to pee, all of that. I come in, I go in on my little gush darlum classes, and you feel everything is going good. No, that person needs to do tawbah. The person who is not doing it needs to be tawbah. The person who is not attending any class, the person who is not going out on his gush, not going out, everybody needs to turn to Allah Azawajal and beg him for his help, beg him for guidance, beg him to remain on the path, and most of all beg Allah Azawajal that when he takes us from this world, that he takes us with iman, that he takes us with iman when he takes us from this world. That is the best thing that we could hope for, that we na'udhu billah we live our whole life and then na'udhu billah we end up dying in a condition that Allah is not pleased with us. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for all our sins, big and small. And may He give us the tawfiq. May He give us that encouragement. May He motivate